This is Jay Sekulow, a big vote demanding that the Senate defund Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
When a child can feel pain, when a child is viable, even the Supreme Court from 1973 would look at this time period and say that's viability. At that moment, should we as a nation step up and protect children?
Here's what I think about America. She is at her best when she's protecting the least among us. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to make a point that there's 7 nations in the world that allow abortion on demand at 20 weeks in the 5th month of pregnancy, and we want to get out of that club. And there is no upside to being in this club that I can see.
To shut down the government, which some Republicans are advocating over funding for Planned Parenthood, which takes care of millions of women's health needs, is just the height of irresponsibility.
The Republican effort to shift funding away from Planned Parenthood would take away access to health care that millions of Americans rely on.
Would it if it went to other community health care centers?
Yes, it would, because there are Planned Parenthood facilities that whose very existence would be threatened by the stripping of this funding.
Are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It's a straightforward issue that I would hope wouldn't be controversial. This is not about women's health. This is about the health of little boys and little girls who need our nation to stand with them. This bill we need to pass. A lot of important things we're dealing with. The budget, with Iran nuclear negotiations. But can we not stop for a moment and say our nation will guard our most vulnerable? Can we not protect our children? I think we can do both.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. A change of topic because we are on the threshold of a major vote in the United States Senate, and that is on the whole issue of life. One of the things I will tell you is we're getting emails right now from Planned Parenthood. We are getting emails from the Democratic National Committee. They are sending out emails saying, don't defund Planned Parenthood. It has already passed the House. I want to go right to Than Bennett in our office in Washington, D.C. Want you in the conversation early here, folks. How important of an issue is this for you? Should we shut down the government if a deal can't be reached here? 1-800-684-3110 on the issue of Planned Parenthood. It's your taxpayer dollars. Than, what's at stake here?
Well, the fight is going to be over the language that passed in the House last week, Jay. The legislation that was put forward by Diane
Everybody
Blackman.
Needs to know it's passed in the House. And what did that say?
Well, it was overwhelming. It was bipartisan. It took all of the money away from Planned Parenthood for the next year on both sides of the ledger, discretionary, mandatory, all the rest, and shifted those dollars, Jay, to community health centers. So still dollars available for health care, just not for Planned Parenthood. The vote tomorrow in the United States Senate, it's going to be at 2 o'clock, and it's going to be on whether or not Democrats in the Senate filibuster, Jay, that language. It's not even final passage. It's on whether or not the Democrats in the Senate are going to filibuster that language to keep the government open, but yet pull those funds from Planned Parenthood.
Jordan, this is a huge issue. It's got huge ramifications for the fight for life. It's got political ramifications. Well, this is a big deal.
That's right. And this all comes down to who is willing to fight and how they're willing to fight and taking the more extreme options of even a potential government shutdown over the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood. So it's a critical time that these senators hear from you to know that you're going to be standing with them in this fight, because you know the kind of backlash that comes during these government shutdown battles. And it can even divide the pro-life majority in the Senate. So they need to hear from you that you stand with them.
Logan, we're already getting people responding, but let's get the conversation started. Folks, you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. We are up on Facebook and on Periscope as well.
That's right, Facebook. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/JaySekulow. You can watch the show live and interact, as well as on Periscope. Download the Periscope app, search for Jay Sekulow. You'll see you can engage in the conversation with like-minded, sometimes not so like-minded people. It's a great way to interact and be a part of the show.
All right, folks, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Is it worth the shutdown? So-called shutdown to make sure Planned Parenthood doesn't get our money. We've got a petition up right now, 287,000 signatures. Go to ACLJ.org. It's straightforward. Defund Planned Parenthood, and let's have this vote. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now. Back with your comments. We come back from the break.
We'll be right back.
The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
All right, folks, so we've got a major vote in the United States Senate tomorrow. It's already passed the House of Representatives. We have on our petition on all this, stop the harvesting of aborted baby organs, stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. Ready for this? 287,119 signatures. I want to get this to 300,000. Now, that's it sounds like, well, you're only 13,000 away. That's a lot, actually, when you're up at 287,000. So we need everybody that's listening to us to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I've sent out an email today that you'll be getting. I'm showing it to our Periscope and Facebook friends right now. You'll be getting this email. Respond to it, please. Sign that petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's define first here, because, Logan, you're saying most people are coming and saying if we have to shut the government down over Planned Parenthood, do it.
I think most people are chiming in right now with definitely support. There are a few people who are just curious what exactly that means.
I think,
and what does that mean? Does that mean it shuts down permanently? Does it shut down a department? What does that, what
all
does
right,
that mean?
All right, so let's define what – first, Than quickly, then Jordan, I'm going to have you explain the shutdown. Than, what is the vote tomorrow, and how does that play into this, quote, shutdown talk?
Tomorrow is a vote on cloture, which basically would end a filibuster on what is called the continuing resolution to keep the government open till December 11th. It includes that Planned Parenthood defund. And just quickly, before you go to Jordan, people have to understand the only reason this is being voted on is because all of the other smaller funding bills that have nothing to do with Planned Parenthood, those are being filibustered as well. 90% of the government, Jay, could already be funded.
All right, so Jordan, they're saying this is a, quote, government shutdown. Let's define what that is. It's really not a government shutdown.
Absolutely. And so, you know, these government shutdowns are very limited in scope, and it, again, it doesn't impact national security. What it does impact is some of the normal services of the government, that the offices may be closed. But what this administration has shown in the past, remember at the veterans' memorials, even memorials that aren't usually staffed, they tried to start closing off as a punishment for the government shutdown. So this administration has taken it a step further, tried to issue directives before to make people feel the pain, I think, if they've said, of a government shutdown. But in truth, it's really about the, it's not, it's the necessary security services continue. It is just the kind of services that are deemed not necessary for national security.
Let's see if we can find, I'll have to show it later in the broadcast to our Periscope and Facebook friends, the video we did when Jordan was out in front of one of those, the Vietnam Memorial, I think, or World War II Memorial, because this was a, which was open, by the way, every day, 24 hours a day, but they spent money, the Obama administration spent money to put up barriers to keep people out of a monument that never closes. So this government, when they start saying government shutdown, it's a politically loaded phrase. You got a lot of comments coming in. We want your comments also at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, what do we have coming in via our Facebook and Periscope?
Yes, a lot of people chiming in, obviously saying to shut it down. One person said, remember, Planned Parenthood receiving $1.3 million a day in tax money. We had another person that came in who said, why has no one been brought up on charges yet against Planned Parenthood, executives Planned Parenthood, after the videos?
Let me answer the video one if I can. So we're representing one of the defendants in the Planned Parenthood litigation. Carly Gammel, and a senior attorney at the ACLJ, was just in court in California last week. And look, the National Abortion Federation is the defendant or the plaintiff in that case. Planned Parenthood has not filed a lawsuit because they don't want discovery. Because I would ask the question, exactly how do you kill these children? Because that's what you're doing. So they don't want that discovery. But folks, I want to get us up to 300,000 signatures on this petition. You could do that at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's television broadcast tonight on Fox News on the Hillary Clinton matter. So we'll certainly want to keep you more information about that, exactly what time we'll be on. We'll post on social media. Let's go ahead and take some calls and other comments.
Let's go to Cindy, who's calling from Effingham, Illinois. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I say yes, absolutely. Shut it down. You know, I'm sick and tired of the president and his cohorts doing what they do and bullying people and threatening. Call their bluff.
Okay, so Than, Logan's saying it's overwhelmingly for shutting it down.
That's right. Some comments just say if you're going to ever shut it down, this needs to be the reason.
And Jordan defined what shutting it down means. And shutting it down is not shutting it down. Than, let's talk about what the political ramifications of what's going to happen, exactly happening tomorrow, what we're asking people precisely to do.
Well, I think there is a growing sense, exactly what Cindy said, that that's what needs to happen. But tomorrow, Leader McConnell is going to try to do exactly what Cindy just said. He is going to put a bill on the floor that funds the government through December 11th and takes that funding away from Planned Parenthood. The first vote will be on cloture to stop a filibuster. What we need people to do on all sides of this issue is to tell their senator through our petition, we want you to vote yes on cloture. That would stop a filibuster, that would allow an up or down vote, and it would accomplish keeping the government open and defunding Planned Parenthood. So you got to sign this petition, and what it says is vote yes tomorrow at 2 p.m. Don't filibuster this bill.
All right, here's what Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson, had to say about it.
There's no legitimate explanation that anybody in Congress can offer up for that tactic. They say that it's because they're opposed to abortion, but no taxpayer funds are used to perform abortions.
That's completely false because it leaves money available in their same coffers to fund abortions. So that argument from the White House is not correct. Go ahead.
It's a law that's been on the books for quite some time, and it's a law that's been enforced by the Obama administration. What's clear is that there are Republicans that are trying to gain a political advantage of one sort or another by championing this issue.
I think the truth is that the American people don't want Planned Parenthood funded with taxpayer dollars. And I don't think it's, frankly, that complicated. We'll take your calls and comments at 800-684-3110. Logan, you said comments are pouring in.
That's right. We just got a comment out and said, shut down the government. Babies being butchered and this administration supports it. This needs to stop. Absolutely shut it down. Then we have other comments, people that are just in general, just upset about the entire situation.
Yep.
Obviously want to defund Planned Parenthood in general.
All right, so Jordan, let's again, I think it's very important because the word shutdown is a loaded phrase.
I got a comment. If Democrats never get on board, how will we win this?
Well, I think let's save that one and we'll get into that after. I'll let Than explain that one. But Jordan, the shutdown phrase is very loaded. I mean, I'm holding up right now, again, for Facebook and Periscope that are watching us, the emails from the DNC and the emails that are coming in from the Planned Parenthood, and they are, blitzing Washington on this, but the shutdown is not a shutdown. It's a loaded phrase.
That's right, and it's really up to the executive branch to an extent of how much they make people feel this and notice this. Obviously, there will be some federal employees who don't go into work, some federal buildings, which for the most part, most of us won't even realize that aren't open. But it's about the essential services. Those continue. The security services continue. And these are supposed to be temporary. It's not long-term, but it doesn't impact our national security, and it doesn't impact our military. So it's nothing too hard to suffer through for a few days for a fight this important.
All right, there was a good question that came in. I want Logan to rephrase it, and Than, I want you to answer it.
Sure. I think thought it said, if Democrats never get on board, how do we ever win this?
All right, Than, politically, what I think it's a really important question. People want to know if you got the Democrats saying if it were to get voted on, we would win, correct?
Yeah, there would be a majority in the United States Senate.
I want to reiterate that, folks. If there was an actual vote in the United States Senate, we would win this. And Planned Parenthood would be defunded. It would go to the president's desk. He would veto it. I don't know if we could override the veto or not, but it would be both houses of our Congress would have said no. But go ahead.
Well, in an overwhelming and bipartisan fashion, I mean, think about the vote last week on Senator Graham's very related bill. That got 54 votes, and it didn't even include two Republicans. So you start with 56 votes right there. But to answer the question further, remember, there are 12 funding bills. We could go ahead and pass the vast majority of them that don't include Planned Parenthood, and then a shutdown wouldn't even be on the table. The reason we're not doing that, those are being filibustered as well.
So the reality is we've got a real fight on here. Let's take one more call before the break.
All right, let's go to Debbie, who is calling from Delaware. Debbie, you're online.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. And I just started listening in.
Great.
I'm kind of confused with all of this because I don't understand why Planned Parenthood and, for that matter, any free clinics for women.
Yep.
I don't understand the need that they need to be funded when I thought Obamacare was supposed to take care of all this.
Well, what the Affordable Care Act did was allow more money to go to these what they call community-based clinics, which in the administration's viewpoint is strictly the abortion clinics. Look, it's a huge lobby, Debbie. It's a gigantic business. This is Planned Parenthood's business, and they're getting over $500 million of our taxpayer money. And that's what's leading this. And that's why we've got to be able to fight aggressively. And, folks, I need everybody that's listening to us. I want to give you the exact number of where we are right now. We are at 28,247. So 287,250 about is where we are right now. I want to get that up to 300,000, if possible, by the vote tomorrow. So now as we go to a break, I need everybody that's listening to me to go to either ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way. ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to that petition to defund Planned Parenthood and have the vote. That's what we're calling on Congress to do. Have the vote. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice added right now today. And by the way, folks, if you go to ACLJ.org, we've got the last week of the month here. We are ready to set a record of support for the ACLJ. Your donations to the American Center for Law and Justice are making a huge difference. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, tax deductible, but it is making a huge impact. ACLJ.org. Your calls and comments when we come back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, now let me play a comment from Mitch McConnell, then Logan's going to read a question that came in that, and we're going to answer because we want to be really clear on what this is all about. Believe me, folks, this government shutdown language is just a loaded political term. There's no government shutdown if you defund Planned Parenthood. That's nonsense. Here's Senator McConnell.
Now, I know Democrats have already blocked virtually every bill to fund the government this year, but I'm asking them to allow the Senate to fund the government now. I know Democrats have relied on Planned Parenthood as a political ally, but they must be moved by the horrifying images we've seen. Can they not resolve to protect women's health instead of their powerful political friends?
So there you have it. Now, Logan, we got a lot of, during the break there on Facebook and on Periscope, you got a lot of people asking exactly what does a shutdown mean?
Yeah, and why this would cause a shutdown specifically.
All right, so Than, first of all, Jordan said it right. It's not a shutdown. How would the government move forward on this Planned Parenthood issue?
Yeah, but people have to understand this. The end of the fiscal year is the end of this month, September 30th. But Jordan has this exactly right. It is really up to the executive branch what closes down the day after if Congress has not approved funds for the future. You would think that a responsible administration would do it as painlessly as possible. In fact, they do exactly the opposite. The first thing that they try to shut off is something that they can get the TV cameras on,
yep,
like they did with the World War II Memorial. So what is the real effect of a government shutdown? Not really much of anything except for those things that the president wants to shut down.
And this is, Jordan, just a loaded political phrase. The government does not shut down if Planned Parenthood doesn't get their money.
That's right. And the government, there are some services which do close, some operations that do stop, some government employees that don't go to work and, you know, that try to make it tough on people by federal parks and things like that. But the truth is our national security is protected. Our military continues. Our security services continues.
Yep.
Funding for those kind of necessary services. Hospitals don't start closing. But there is that threat always of, well, will you get your Social Security check, Medicaid, Medicare, that's all political. Those are,
yep,
all threats made for political purposes. They do not have to happen because of having a so-called shutdown.
All right, let's do this. Let's take some phone calls that are coming in. 800-684-3110. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Ike, who's calling from White Plains, Maryland. Ike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ike.
God bless you people and all that you do for
thank
us.
You.
I thank you much from the bottom of my heart. I am in no wise a Hillary Clinton fan. But let
okay.
me ask you a question. Wasn't she the one who championed the rights for children?
Yep.
Well, what about the rights of the unborn children? They're still children. They're just children in the womb.
I believe that the question needs to come out in both the Republican debates and the Democratic debates very clearly. Do you believe, whoever the candidates are that are in the debates, that the unborn child is a person under the United States Constitution? That really is the fundamental question. Is the unborn child a person under the United States Constitution?
And she was on, I believe it was Meet the Press or one of the big talk shows over the last weekend, and essentially said there was no, she didn't have any limit when it comes to abortion. All the way 9 months, fully 9 months. I think we have the bite. Let's go that bite five.
Do you support a federal limit on abortion at any stage of pregnancy?
This is one of those really painful questions that people raise, and obviously it's really emotional. I think that the kind of late-term abortions that take place are because of medical necessity, and therefore I would hate to see the government interfering with that decision.
Mm.
I think that, you know, again, this gets back to whether you respect a woman's right to choose or not,
sure.
And I think that's what this whole argument, once again, is about.
Well, here's the issue. Is the child entitled to protection? That is really the fundamental question. Folks, we want the defunding of Planned Parenthood to take place. I need your support. We got 287,342 signatures. I want to get it to 300. Just moved up to almost 287,500, pretty close to it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. In a sense, Jordan, this is a showdown.
Yeah, that's right. It's a showdown between
It's not just Republicans and Democrats and the pro-life and pro-abortion members of the United States Senate, but also internally within many who call themselves pro-life. How far are they willing to go in this fight? How much political capital are they willing to fight with? Because the president will be up there using his bully pulpit to say that this is those evil Republicans shutting down the government over a political issue. And so if you truly believe this is a life or death issue when it comes to Planned Parenthood and the funding of Planned Parenthood, then we should be able to fight back against that. But don't think this is going to be easy. They're not going to take this rolling over. And there's plenty of Republicans who are questioning this right now, too.
All right, we need to fight back, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Fan, lay out the realistic nature. I think we just got to be realistic with what we've got here.
Tomorrow's an uphill fight because of the pro-abortion lobby here in Washington, D.C. I mean, all I think you have to do is look to last week's vote on that pain-capable bill. It was 54-42, and to overcome a filibuster in the United States Senate in today's world, you need 60 votes. So I think it's an uphill climb, but let's underline what Jordan just said. There is no right to taxpayer funding, and tomorrow's vote is on an issue the American people have already decided on. They don't want their dollars to this organization.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call, Logan.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Buren's calling from Los Angeles, California. You're on the air, Buren.
Hi, Buren.
Thank you. I agree that we need to do everything that we can to promote a culture of life instead of what we have right now, which is a culture of death.
Well, look, this is why these votes are important, but there's the political ramification of this. You're going to hear a lot of talk about government shutdown. People have been asking that on Facebook and Periscope. It is not a government shutdown, and Jordan, I think we need to reiterate the fact that this is a battle over taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood, not taxpayer dollars not going to a health care clinic. Community clinics will get money. This is about our money going to Planned Parenthood. That's what this fight's about.
That's right, exactly. And so that is why it's important, folks, that you understand what this debate is about. It's about the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. It doesn't shut down Planned Parenthood. It doesn't make abortion illegal. It's just we aren't funding it. We're not going to make it easier. We're not going to provide a third of their over $1 billion a year budget from taxpayer dollars. They can go and find that somewhere else. That's what this is about. And ultimately, you have to understand what each of these debates, there have been a lot of different pieces of pro-life legislation moving over the last week. And so it's important to understand that this is specific to the defunding of Planned Parenthood.
All right, folks, we're taking a break. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Logan's going to let you know right now on the multiple ways in which you can get the next 30 minutes of this broadcast if your station's not carrying it. SiriusXM, of course, you've got in a number of stations, but there's other ways as well.
But if you don't, or if you just want to interact with us, be a part of the show, it's easy. All you have to do is go to, if you want to hear just audio, go to ACLJ.org. But if you'd like to interact, watch the show, be a part of it, discuss, talk with people on each side of the aisle, and it's really a great way to be part of the show, get your questions or comments on the air. All you got to do is go to Facebook, facebook.com/JSeculo, or just go to Jay Sekulow's verified page on there. Same on Periscope, search at Jay Sekulow or Jay Sekulow. You will find it there. We're broadcasting live for the next half hour and the remainder of the show, including during the breaks.
And we will also take questions via Twitter, of course, at Jay Sekulow. All right, folks, I need everybody that's listening to me as we close this segment of the broadcast out. You go to ACLJ.org or call right now to 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, and have your voice heard. No to the funding of Planned Parenthood with taxpayer dollars. ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call now. And support the work of the ACLJ as well at ACLJ.org. We're up for a record month here. You can make that happen. Your donations will make a difference. Tax deductible, of course. ACLJ.org. Back with your calls and comments in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
We'll be right back. going to take more of your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. A big vote up. I want Than to recast what the vote is, and we'll take more of your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Looking at a comment that came in?
We had a comment coming from Connie Waterfall, who just said, most of what Planned Parenthood does is not abortion. Why would you do all this for just the few people that have abortions at Planned Parenthood?
The few people are, what was the last number, Than? 335,000 a year?
327,000.
Just in the United States.
By the way, less than 4,000 prenatal clients. The idea that they do a whole bunch of other things.
Let's listen what things. I want to respond to this. 335,000 abortions, roughly, just in the United States. Less than 4,000 prenatal cares, and you could count very quickly the numbers referred out for adoption. So, and how many mammograms does Planned Parenthood do? Zero, none. There are community health clinics that would do this.
And by the way, if you want to fund those mammograms, if you want to fund that women's health care, what you do is you vote for the bill that's up tomorrow, because it actually moves funds from Planned Parenthood, and it doesn't delete them. It gives them to those community health centers who actually have the equipment to do the mammograms yep. themselves. They don't have to refer them out. They can actually provide them.
All right, we're going to take more calls. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We're up on Periscope. We're up on Facebook as well. We'll get your comments. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Matthew's calling from Sacramento, California. You're on Jay Sekulow Live.
By the way, a good point raised here by Will. I'm pretty sure that 4,000 prenatal care. I'm pretty sure is what he wrote, that 4,000 prenatal care patients didn't cost $500 million.
Don't count the 900 abortions every day.
Yeah. So let me ask this question. Divide 4,000 by 500 million, and let's see what we're getting. Let's go ahead and take the call.
Yeah, Matthew, sorry about that. You're on the line.
Hi, Matthew.
Yeah, Jay, I have a question.
Sure.
On our tax forms, they have a line that says if you want to donate money to the presidential campaign, that you can do so. Why can't they? What do they have to do to make a resolution or whatever to put a line on the tax form for everybody that if you want to add money to out of your pocket to Planned Parenthood, you have that option, and if you don't, then you don't?
Because Planned Parenthood's lobby is so big, Jordan, that they would never allow that because most people would say no.
Exactly. And that this is why it's so important that, you know, when you understand the Planned Parenthood, the scope of Planned Parenthood's lobby, the scope of Planned Parenthood's influence, that's what this is all coming down to. If it wasn't for their political work, I think we'd be in a much different place on Capitol Hill. But this shows how much support they have on Capitol Hill because of all the financial work they do. You heard Mitch McConnell talking about it. They work with them politically.
So, you know, everybody's saying it's they do, not everybody. Some people have said on Facebook and Periscope, and some people have called in and said, oh, they do so many other things besides this. Well, based on their 4,000 prenatal care patients and the amount of money they get from us, they're spending $125,000 per patient.
Yeah, when it comes to pregnant women, when pregnant women walk into a Planned Parenthood, they really only get one thing. They get an abortion.
Right.
Some other things happen to fall through the cracks of their business model. But we have put this on ACLJ.org over and over and over. It is so clear what their business model is based on. If they took abortion out of it, Jay, they would not survive, and that's why they refuse to do it.
This is a fight, folks, worth having. And right now we're getting pretty close to 288,000. And I would love to end the broadcast close to 288,000. And then I ultimately want to get a 300,000 signatures. So we're going to a break. You go to ACLJ.org or you call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition to stop our taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood and demanding a vote. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you to do that today. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, let me say this. We are set for a record month for the ACLJ year over date. In other words, September to September of 2015 compared to 2014. We're having a record month right now. You could help us put over the top here. We could have an unbelievable amount of resources that will allow us to continue these fights. You could be a big part of that. Let me urge you right now. If you've ever thought about donating to the ACLJ, what a great week to do it as we close this week of September out. ACLJ.org. You'll be getting an email from me about this. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, tax deductible. We'll take more of your calls and comments. We come back from the break.
The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Everyone, taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. We just showed our Periscope and Facebook friends a video that we did when Jordan went to the World War II Memorial, which is open 24/7, 365 days a year. But they put up barricades. There were no barricades before. It's not a manned event. In other words, you're not going through a gate. They put up barricades to keep people out. And Jordan, you're saying that's going to be the threat again.
That's absolutely right. So it's a situation where this administration has played politics with these shutdowns in the past, tried to punish, and again, not just make it about museums and sites which aren't necessary for the security of our national security or even abroad our security, but try to punish the American people and try to put the blame on Republicans or conservatives finding these issues. On some issues, you just have to be willing to fight. You've got to be willing to push back. But we also know we've already had a preview of what's coming if this is able to move forward.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls and comments as well.
Let's go to Ryan, who's calling from Illinois. You've been on hold for a while. Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for holding on.
More than welcome, sir. Great program.
Thanks.
I'm transmitting from the third biggest poverty capital of America, in fact, the poverty capital of the Midwest. And I'm actually optimistic that this government shutdown that is being threatened will start exposing the war on poverty. I mean, Planned Parenthood itself will put their abortion clinics in these minority neighborhoods and these poor neighborhoods. If this government shutdown is to take place, what this will do is it'll expose not only Planned Parenthood, but also the federal bureaucracy that's keeping more Americans in poverty than getting them out. The Constitution doesn't even allow for the government to put money into welfare programs.
Ryan, I want to say one thing here. And Than, I think we need to reiterate this. There really is no government shutdown. Jordan said it earlier. That's number one. We know Planned Parenthood targets the inner city. I mean, that's you go around, you see that. I mean, you see that in every major city. But Than, there is no real government shutdown. This is again a loaded term.
There really isn't. The only pain that is felt is either that the executive wants you to feel, like in the case of the World War II Memorial, where they spent money to put up barricades that they wouldn't have had to spend, or maybe in some cases where, you know, a minority in a chamber decides that they are going to block maybe essential funding. Listen, you could put something that was popular, maybe the Social Security funding, you could put that on the floor of the Senate, and they have put it on the floor of the Senate on its own to keep that portion open. But that got filibustered, too, just recently.
Yep.
Coming in, it seems like people are fairly upset about this. We did have one person that said, was curious essentially about the double murder type situation, which is a person kills a pregnant lady, The killer gets two life sentences, but abortion is not murder.
Because there is an abortion, I call it an abortion distortion in the law. So the law is, in most states, if a woman is killed in a vehicular homicide or murder or whatever it might be, and she's pregnant, there are two counts. So two charges, one for the unborn child, one for the mother who's carrying that child. That's not the case when it comes to abortion. So there, it's just a complete distortion of the existing rules and the law. It's an abortion distortion factor that is very, very significant. Again, we're getting a lot of calls and a lot of comments. Let's go right back to them. 1-800-684-3110.
Sure. Jody said on Facebook, said, never did I think in my lifetime
that
I would see this horrific issues we are dealing with, Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, the Iran deal, what's happening in our schools. This is what happens, it seems like, when God is removed.
Well, look, I mean, and every one of those issues, of course, we're fully engaged in. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at the Planned Parenthood situation, not only are they getting our taxpayer dollars, Jordan, they're getting our taxpayer dollars, and we're litigating with the National Abortion Federation right now on these videos. But the fact of the matter is, even with those videos out there that showed the horrific practices of Planned Parenthood, they are still lobbying like unbelievable. I'm holding it up for Facebook and Periscope to look at what's coming out by the DNC and what's coming out by Planned Parenthood. And they are fighting this tooth and nail because they know they're losing with the American people.
That's right. They have real allies here. And so whether inside the Democratic Party and the shutdown talk, and whether it's coming from Planned Parenthood directly, this is what's happening. And they're not shying away from this. They're calling it the nuclear option for women's health, and that they're going to, the radical Republicans are going to put this on the president's desk.
Yep.
And they talk about the defunding of Planned Parenthood and how 54 senators voted to ban abortion at 20 weeks, even though that did not pass. They are selective in the way that they describe this news to even their own supporters.
Yep.
But they realize, I think they see some writing on the wall. They are losing these votes on the majority-minority votes. They haven't gotten to a cloture majority yet, but they are trying. They are still trying to create this fear that somehow they are in jeopardy. And I think that's because they really could be.
Yeah, well, the White House is doubling down on it. Here's, again, Josh Earnest talking about this at the press conference.
The Republican effort to shift funding away from Planned Parenthood would take away access to health care that millions of Americans rely on.
Would it if it went to other community health care centers?
Yes, it would, because there are Planned Parenthood facilities that whose very existence would be threatened by the stripping of this funding.
This is really more about the abortion distortion factor. I mean, their business is abortion. They can say whatever they want. Everybody knows what they're doing now. That's been fully exposed. And the reality of the situation is clear. Let's go ahead and take another call or comment.
That's right. We got a comment come in that just said, this is another kind of opposing comment and kind of sticking with Planned Parenthood's rhetoric. It's 92% of what Planned Parenthood does is unrelated to abortion. And then the next person kind of followed up and said,
but we know that's not true.
And the person said, can you now list actually what Planned Parenthood money goes to where? Prenatal care, mammograms, and obviously abortion.
Okay, so no prenatal care. I mean, no mammograms. Less it was a 4,000 prenatal cases, and what other service? They do some non-prenatal services, right?
They do some non-prenatal services, but
I mean, we have calculated if it was just prenatal care, it would be $125,000 per patient, which is absurd. But they do mostly abortions. I mean, that's what they do.
Oh yeah, and when a pregnant woman comes in, 327,000 of the 333,000 that walk through their doors walk out without an abortion. Just quickly to what Josh Earnest said, the money that would be shifted to community health centers, there are so many more of those than there are Planned Parenthood. It would distribute that health care to women far better than giving it to Planned Parenthood. He hasn't even read this bill, Jay.
All right, let's take another phone call. And by the way, we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
All right, we go back to the phones. I did get a quick comment in from Ed on Periscope, which just said Planned Parenthood is acting like the Nazis, arguing that the gas chambers are good for you.
Well, it's this rationale, because this is like their religion. I mean, this is they're in the religion of abortion. So we're seeing them dismember body parts, which is Nazi-esque. And I don't use that term lightly, but that's what it is. It's a grotesque practice. It's outrageous. By the way, we've known this for 30 years. We're just now seeing it. The whole country is seeing it because of the great job these videographers and investigative journalists have done. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right. Yeah, let's go to Kelly, who is calling from Vancouver, Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. There is so much information out there, and all of the information I get is second and third hand, and I don't know what to believe. So I decided to call Planned Parenthood this morning myself.
Okay.
I called the Columbia Willamette branch of Planned Parenthood, and I tried to schedule a mammogram, and I was told at this time they don't offer the service. So I played them, and I said, oh, well, could you refer me to a branch that does? And she says, well, at this time, Planned Parenthood doesn't offer mammograms in any of our clinics.
There you go.
So I played them again. I says, oh, well, did you ever offer mammograms, and why did you stop? And then she became very guarded and said, look, at this time, we don't offer them. She then gave me a phone number, a government phone number, the number 211, which is the free Health and Human Services referral line to help me find a place that would give me a mammogram, which proves that there are other options. The American Cancer Society estimates that in this year alone, 40,290 women will die from breast cancer. How many would die if they didn't get an abortion? So I would like to say to all of you women out there who are unsure about what they do and don't offer, try and call and get a mammogram and see if they care about your health enough to offer you a mammogram.
Yeah, of course, one of the things is, so we're funding Planned Parenthood so that they can refer people back to a government hotline, as Will just said. That's kind of just sums it all up, doesn't it? That's our government at work. Hey, listen, Kelly, I appreciate the call because facts are facts, and you're dealing with exactly those. Let's take another comment before we take a break here.
All right, let's go back to the comments. We did have one person that came in and asked about the Pope's visit currently and said the Pope is obviously congratulating the president right now on climate change, but hasn't said a word about abortion. Do you think that's going to change?
I, you know, we don't know what's going to come up in the private conversation. And, Jordan, we also need to point out that there may be private conversations going on between the Pope and the president about Saeed Abedini.
That's right. There's been some reporting of that already this morning, that the president may be asking the Pope to get more involved directly for the Americans wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Certainly, that would be a major move. And again, that's why we need your continued pressure there, your continued support, your continued prayers.
All right, folks. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls in a lightning round here on the Jay Sekulow Live broadcast. It's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get into the conversation early, 800-684-3110. Don't forget, sign that petition, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Almost 288,000 signatures when I add the phone calls to it. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. That's really important, folks. And those that are watching by Facebook and Periscope, share it with your friends, too. Get them involved in the conversation. We'll take more calls at 800-684-3110. And again, last week of our month of September, we're setting a record here. You can help us obtain an unbelievable goal, a stretch goal for the ACLJ. That would be just great. ACLJ.org, your tax-deductible gift. You'll be getting an email from me today on this and tomorrow. ACLJ.org. More calls at 800-684-3110.
The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Great song by John Schlitt on the issue of life called The Grafting. We're glad we're able to play that for you. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're on a lightning round here. I want Jordan and Than to set it up very quickly, and then we're going to grab phone calls. Than, what's the vote tomorrow?
2 o'clock, cloture on the continuing resolution to keep the government funded and to strip funding from Planned Parenthood. The correct vote is a yes, and it happens at 2 o'clock.
And Jordan, is this a shutdown? We've got an opposed call, which I want to take. Let me take the call, and then we'll go ahead and get Jordan's comment.
She's still on the line. She's good. All right, Karen from Baltimore, you're on the air.
Hey, Karen.
Yes, hi. I overheard you say that government shutdown really isn't a government shutdown. I disagree with that. I'm a government employee, and the last shutdown, which was 16 days, I believe,
It's
very hard. Like, I live by myself,
And
I'm on the lower spectrum of the GS level.
Yep.
Of pay, and we're not paid during that time. We're just given a little piece of paper that we mail to our creditor saying, please excuse us. Well, you know.
I understand, Karen, that for individuals within the government, it could have a real impact. But, you know, here's what I hate to say, and I don't take this disparagingly, but the fact of the matter is, Karen, this is what the government is saying to you, that you're a non-essential personnel. Jordan, that's what this is about. And Karen, I'm not saying that, by the way. But that's what the United States government is saying to you when they play politics, because who's willing to, quote, shut down the government over Planned Parenthood? Those that are in bed with Planned Parenthood. But they're saying you're non-essential. I don't agree with that, by the way. I don't think individual human beings believe everybody's essential. Doesn't mean it's essential to the operations of the government, though. But that's what we're talking about here, Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. And so the government decides who wins and who loses. And it's ultimately would be the Democrats who decided to go this route on this specific issue, because so they would be blaming the Republicans. But in truth, the Republicans are ready to fund the government.
Right.
It's the Democrats who aren't ready. And by the way, people get back pay. So it may create a difficult situation for some folks for a week or two. But ultimately, unlike in the private sector, if something shuts down, folks who work for the government will ultimately get those funds. And so they will have that money. It just may be delayed a week or two.
All right.
Martha's calling from Callahan, Florida. Martha, welcome to JSecio Live.
And you're watching via Periscope and talking to us on air.
Yes, sir.
Great. Go ahead, Martha.
Okay. I just have a couple quick questions. Number one, is there a way we can get a line on who the senators are who are actually voting against this bill? And secondly, I had an idea for your band.
Okay.
Like, it totally blows my mind that you can be so blind not to see how wrong your votes could be.
There you go. We'll get that to Mark Lee Townsend and our guys, and that's a good line, actually. So we appreciate that. We'll give you a credit if we go that direction. But, Martha, I'm signing a book for you right now. Than, why don't you say who the likely ones are? And I don't think you're able to watch it on Periscope right now, Martha. Maybe you can. We're going to need to get your information. I'm going to send you a book, our book, Rise of ISIS. But go ahead, Than.
We've got a real good idea of where the swing votes are. On the Democrat side of the ledger, you're looking at people like Joe Manchin, Bob Casey, Joe Donnelly, and a few others. Actually, on the Republican side of the aisle, people like Susan Collins and Mark Kirk, who voted wrong on Lindsey Graham's bill last week, and then also Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, who has given some troubling comments about being willing to support cloture tomorrow. So I would start with those six.
All right, very good. We're going right back to the phones, taking comments as well. Let's go ahead.
All right, I'm going to try to get through all of them. Charles from Atlanta, you're on the air.
Hi, Charles.
Quickly.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
What I wanted to say was I believe the real dominating motivation for not defunding Planned Parenthood, especially from the Democrats, is because they take some of that money or a lot of it, Planned Parenthood, and they donate it back to the Democratic liberals that are in charge.
From their political action committees.
Put on the floor. Or not
yeah, so today. I'm holding up, actually, Charles, and for Periscope and Facebook. I'm holding up the DNC's fundraising email that went out, and I'm holding up the one that went out from Planned Parenthood. So, yes, a large part of this, the fan, is the politics of this. Explain to people how big of a lobby this is. What are you fighting today and tomorrow in Washington?
it just almost can't even be overstated, Jay. I mean, the politics of abortion here in Washington, D.C. Yep. is a huge business. You're talking about the biggest lobby industry in town. In fact, they're the ones, we've said this before, but they're the ones that are actually inside the room when the president and the leaders of both chambers yep. Make decisions like on Obamacare. It can't be overstated just how significant they
are.
And
look, this administration, you're talking about in lockstep with Planned Parenthood. Here's the president's own words.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Jordan, is it fair to say this has been the most pro-abortion administration in U.S. history?
Absolutely. I mean, that's it's not making any kind of leap to say that. To the extent that they've gone to defend Planned Parenthood, especially in light of the way Planned Parenthood has been exposed, the practices that have been exposed, the lawsuits, the financial practices, the trafficking of baby parts and yep. selling those off to these research clinics. And yet, again, President Obama, as he said in that video, will not yield his support.
Yeah, this is a pro-abortion administration, no doubt.
And a couple comments coming in. Terry yep. said this information you're providing is educational. Thanks Great. For exposing the truth.
That's
also
had
Joseph who said, how come these people perform these abortions, even sleep at night? And then finally,
I've deposed those doctors. And let me tell you something, folks. It's a scary thing when you depose them.
Finally, Christy said, Democrats know the history of Planned Parenthood and still decide not to defund Planned Parenthood. It shows they support eugenics even through abortion.
Well, there's no doubt about it. By the way, our friend George Grant has a great book on that called Killer Angel, and it's available on Amazon. It's a great book on Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Let's go ahead and take it.
Yeah, we're
going
to try to get the last two calls of the year. Cindy's calling from Abilene, Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. He just took my point, actually. What people don't realize, a lot of people are not aware
yep.
that Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood
right.
to get rid of the black race.
Yes, so she was in eugenics, and that was, Logan, one of the calls that came in,
yeah,
one of the comments that came in. So people are aware, and we are educating as well, you know, aggressively on this as we can. Let's take the last call here.
Yeah, thanks, Cindy. Let's go to Geneva, who is calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, Geneva, real quick.
Hi, Jay. I have a question.
Sure.
Besides Planned Parenthood,
yep.
are there any other medical facilities that are performing abortion, selling baby parts?
So, Jordan, we're in the litigation on that with the National Abortion Federation right now. We're defending one of the board members. We haven't been able to take discovery yet. Jordan, has there been any other information about where else the STEM Express type groups were getting their fetal body parts from?
Yeah, there's certainly other abortion clinics involved.
Yep.
Planned Parenthood's just kind of conglomerate. But then the National Abortion Federation, which represents also the interests
yep.
of all those independent operators as well, the abortion clinics. So there certainly are. It's because Planned Parenthood is the conglomerate of abortion clinics.
All right, then. So tell everybody what we need them to do, and then I'll send out the call to action here. What is going to happen, and what are we asking for?
Really got to sign our petition. You got to do it quickly. Got to do it today or tomorrow morning, because this vote is going to be at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's on cloture to stop a filibuster on this bill that would both keep the government open and defund Planned Parenthood. Add your name to this petition. We're going to be targeting these senators, and that vote is going to happen at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, folks, we're at 287,722. Let's get to 288,000 by the end of the broadcast. We'll be replaying in a couple markets later today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I'm going to urge you to sign that petition right now. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, I'm going to be on with Sean Hannity tonight talking about the Hillary Clinton email scandals. You want to stay tuned on Fox News for that. And we are set for a record. We've got, 6 days left to go here for the month. ACL or 7 days, ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, it's tax deductible. You're going to help us reach an incredible goal. ACLJ.org for the ACLJ support. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This is love.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.